Hello, this is Dee with the Vermilion County News for February 12, 2018. We'll begin our reading today with the front page story entitled Passion for Teaching. District 118 employs many married couples. Love is in the air in many of Danville District's 118 school buildings, and not just on Valentine's Day. District 118 employs at least two dozen married couples, with the majority of them sharing the passion for teaching. Some couples work in the same school building, but in one quirky coincidence, a husband and wife teaching classrooms directly across the hall from one another. Diana Kirk, District 118's Human Resources Director, was surprised herself when she learned there were so many married couples working in the school district. Kirk said being able to provide a job for both spouses, especially when the couple is relocating to the area from far away, ends up being a win-win for the couple and the school district as it tries to keep positions filled during a nationwide teacher shortage. We'll get a new hire, and through the interview process, they'll mention they have a spouse who is a teacher too, she said. We love it. We had a couple move here from out of state, and instead of the spouse having to look for a job when they got here, we were able to provide jobs for both of them, Kirk said. Fourth grade Matt's motivating academically talented students teacher, Sarah Warren, said she too was surprised by the number of married couples who teach in the district. It's unusual for so many couples to be in the same profession, she said. Warren and her husband Scott, the third grade Matt's teacher, are in the unique situation of teaching across the hall from one another at Mark Denon Elementary School. Both attended Danville schools, including Danville High School, where Sarah was a student in Ted Haupt's social studies class. Haupt's wife, Kathy, teaches pre-kindergarten at Southwest Elementary School, making them yet another one of District 118's married couples. The Warrens, however, didn't meet in school because Scott is 4 years older than Sarah. They met when Sarah, who was friends with Scott's twin cousins, was invited to Easter dinner with Scott's family. They were seated at the dinner table across from one another, started dating, and married 6 years later. They've now been married for more than 11 years. There was a time, though, early on in their relationship, when neither of them was considering a career in education. We were both art majors, she said. Sarah went on to earn a master's degree in education and encouraged Scott to become a teacher as well. Although the Warrens have been teaching Matt's students for several years, their classrooms have been located across the hall from one another for only the last 2 years. The best part about working together is that we work literally 3 feet across the hallway from one another. Sarah said we can see each other as needed and even share coffee each morning. The best thing is we can relate to most of what goes on, she said. In fact, Scott teaches the third graders, who eventually will end up as fourth graders in Sarah's classroom the following year. He trains them for me, she joked. Scott explained, I know what she expects from them and how she teaches. Although it sounds like the perfect situation, the couple admitted there was one drawback to working in the same school and district, especially since their children also attend District 118. The worst part is that we share a schedule with our kids' school district as well, so it's hard to go visit their school, she said. Even with their classrooms being so close together, the couple say they don't see one another during the school day as often as some might think. We don't see each other, not even at lunch, because we're not on the same schedule, Sarah said. But the proximity of the classrooms benefits their students, who have the opportunity to work collaboratively on projects at the end of the school year. Last year, my class and her class did a play, and we had to work as a team to get the kids to memorize their lines. Scott said we also collaborate with the Matt's team. Sometimes the collaboration and proximity of the classrooms causes comical confusion among the couple's students. Scott gets called Mrs. Warren in the hallway regularly, and we're not sure why, said Sarah, who is visibly shorter than her husband. Students will bring Scott notes for me and say, Hi, Mrs. Warren. Again, why? We have had several students think we were brother and sister, she added. The couple said they love their unique work situation. Scott and I enjoy our professional relationship and consider it a blessing to do what we do each day. Destined for DHS. Some District 118 couples already knew they were destined to be in the same profession, such as Kayla and Tyler Overstreet, who met while teaching at Danville High School, and Cody and Shauna Oakwood, who met in 2003 when they were both in the Golden Apple Scholars teaching program. Both couples teach at DHS. Kayla Overstreet teaches special education, and Tyler is a history teacher. Shauna and Cody Oakwood both teach English. My husband likes to joke with the students, so much so that he has oftentimes convinced the students that we aren't married, related, or even know each other, Kayla said. It is funny to see when the kids realize he's making it all up, Kayla said. I always have students coming up to me saying, did you know your husband said this or your husband said that? All joking aside, Kayla said she enjoys working in the same school and district as her husband. It's nice working together because we get to have the same schedule and see each other at work every day. We both get to share the struggles and triumphs of being educators. Despite the two of them attending different colleges and living in different areas of the state, Cody in Danville and Shauna in the Chicago suburbs, the Oakwoods ended up both teaching English at DHS. The couple said they enjoy being able to spend more time together, whether it's driving to work or eating lunch together. We get to drive to and from work together. We started that when we both worked in the Westville School District together, Shauna said. Being in the same building is better because we have the same lunch and can see each other during the day. If something happens, I can run by his classroom during my plan period quickly. With all their togetherness, Shauna said she sometimes thinks her coworkers might get the wrong impression of her and her husband. People think we're probably more romantic than we are, she said. Coworkers will see us in a hallway and assume it's something sweet when we're really talking about a lesson plan or other school business. Cody, however, has surprised his wife with sweet sentiments on two occasions during the student news broadcast, according to Shauna. One time, he wrote and recited a Star Wars-themed Valentine's poem for her on air. Another broadcast showed Cody declining a DHS student's invitation to homecoming and instead asking Shauna to the event. Both times I didn't know it until I was showing the news broadcast in a room full of my students, she said. Two Oakwoods in the English department also has proven to be confusing for students, particularly on the first day of school. I usually have at least one student at the beginning of every school year sit in my class for around half of the period before realizing they went to the wrong Oakwood, Cody said. College sweethearts. Howard and Ellen Baker met in 1984 while attending Illinois State University. Howard is a PE and health teacher at Northridge Middle School, while Ellen is the attendance clerk at DHS after working until 2016 as Northridge's learning resource clerk. Ellen said sometimes the best part of working in the same school district as her husband is also the not-so-great part. We have the same work schedule and the same holidays and time off, and we know the same co-workers and students, she said. It is good because we are familiar with situations that happen, but it is also bad because we sometimes rehash the same things. Just like some of the other married teachers, Howard enjoyed joking with his students about how he and Ellen are related. Howard sometimes told students that I was his wife, while other times he said I was his sister, and to one group of sixth graders he said that I was his daughter. Ellen said on one occasion I needed to get money from him, so I went down to the gym and asked for cash, and a couple of kids started whispering, and he said, I told you she is my daughter. She needs her lunch money. Some students have no idea the Bakers are married and are surprised to see them together. The middle school students see us together at the grocery store, a Danville dance game, or a restaurant, and they always ask, what are you guys doing together? She said. Matches made. It was through District 118 connections that Kenneth D. Bailey Academy High School teacher Jamie Scovran met her husband, Matt Scovran, the the project Lead the Way teacher at Southview Upper Elementary School, and that DHS literacy coach Caitlin Meganson Dickin met her husband Joe Dickin, the Gateway to Technology teacher at North Ridge. Minnesota native Matt Scovran was new in Danville when he started teaching at Northridge in 2000. Jamie's mom was a teacher who asked her daughter to show Matt around town. Jamie, who was a senior at Illinois State University at the time, recalled, "For both of us, it was very surprisingly an instant knowing there was a connection immediately." The couple said they both love working in the district and having the same schedule to plan trips and family events. But most of all, their shared love of teaching makes them better educators, they said. Another super great bonus is the fact that since we both work in the district, we can share stories, Jamie said. When a student is struggling, or we are having trouble teaching a class or explaining a topic, we can bounce ideas off each other. It makes us stronger as educators, and sometimes is even a way of keeping us in check, she added. The couple finds it particularly amusing when students figure out they're married, especially since they're the only Scovrans in town. "It's always funny when a kid realizes that we are married," Jamie said. "We often have a student look at one of us and say, 'I had a teacher last year with the same last name.' 'Yes, that would be my husband or wife.' Then they give the mind-blowing look like, 'Whoa!' Interestingly, the Scovrans have experienced the same confusion among students at the as the Warrens have, despite the differences in their physical appearance. Sometimes a student mistakenly calls Mr. Scovran Mrs. Scovran, and they get really apologetic about it. Mr. Scovran usually responds with, 'If a woman who happens to be my best friend is the worst thing I get called, I'm doing all right,' she said. We also occasionally get people calling or emailing the wrong Scovran, even people within the district." Meganson Dickens' teacher mentor, Robin Twidwell, set up Catlin and Joe on a blind date in 2013, and the rest is history. Although the two work in different school buildings, they have the same break times and that spend together, and they also share a mutual understanding of what it's like to be a teacher. "It's nice to have someone who absolutely understands what your day is like and stressors specific to teaching," she said. Meganson Dickin said she is proud to work in District 118 and follow in the footsteps of the Dickin family who were teachers there. "It's nice for me because Joe has been in the district for 10-plus years, and his family has taught in the district, so it's nice to be able to associate myself with good teachers," she said. She said having a hyphenated last name sometimes throws off her DHS students, who don't immediately connect her to their North Ridge teacher, Mr. Dickin. "Usually students have good memories with Joe from middle school and always asks if he remembers them," she said. "He gets to build robots with the kids, and I have to have them write essays, so you can probably guess who is more popular." Our next article is entitled OSH Reaches Agreement. This is a staff report. OSF Healthcare, which operates OSF Healthcare Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville and OSF Healthcare Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana, has reached agreement on a new contract with Aetna Coventry Insurance. According to information from OSF, included in this agreement as in-network providers are the Aetna Quality Care Plan and Aetna PPO, Coventry HMO, OAP, and PPO plans, Aetna Medicare, and Coventry Advantra Medicare products. OSF Healthcare has negotiated agreements with a majority of insurance companies previously in place at these hospitals. According to the release, OSH has yet to come to contract terms with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and HealthLink. OSF representatives said they hope to come to agreements with these remaining health plans soon. In information released last week, OSF officials said Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois' proposal includes significant differences in the reimbursement level between the Urbana and Danville hospitals with other OSF facilities such as those in Bloomington, Galesburg, Pontiac, Ottawa, and Alton, Illinois. A long-term agreement was completed between Blue Cross and OSF shortly before Thanksgiving for hospitals in those markets that have many similarities in demographics and services to those in Urbana-Champaign and Danville. If a patient is in active treatment under a physician order, with services such as chemotherapy or physical therapy being performed at OSF Sacred Heart or OSF Heart of Mary that began prior to February 1st and has insurance through a payer OSF doesn't yet have a contract with, OSF Healthcare will benefit match for the services, according to the release. This means that even though the facility is out of network of any payers with whom OSF is negotiating, OSF will make the appropriate adjustments so that the patient is only responsible for out-of-pocket costs he or she would incur at an in-network facility. For information, call 800-421-5700. That's 800-421-5700. OSF Healthcare provides care to patients regardless of their ability to pay or mode of payment, according to the release. Those seeking or transported to an OSF hospital for emergency care, by law, that care is covered at in-network rates. Our next article is entitled Kudos for Johnson. Danville High School graduate Deontay Johnson was named last month to the Newsmax list of 30 most influential Republicans under the age of 30. Newsmax Media is a conservative media organization based in West Palm Beach, Florida. Its 30 Under 30 list, published January 30th, featured Jackson at number 13. Late last year, a Washington, D.C. publication, Red Alert Politics, also named Johnson, 21, to its 30 Under 30 list, highlighting young conservative leaders making an impact in their communities or on college campuses. He was named to the 6th annual list of Red Alert Politics, an online publication of Media DC, which also publishes the Weekly Standard and the Washington Examiner. Johnson grew up in Danville and is the president and founder of the Black Conservative Federation, an organization that promotes the Black conservative movement and supports future conservative leaders. And now we'll turn to reading obituaries. The first is Irma Emily Cade, 98, of Cheneyville, passed away at 9:11 p.m. Friday, February 9th, at her home in Cheneyville. Cremation rites will be accorded, and a burial will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made in Irma's memory to the Hoopston Public Library, 110 North 4th Street, Hoopston, or to the donor's choice. Next, Richard Rick Philip O'Neill, 73, of Covington, Indiana, passed away at home February 4, 2018. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the ASPCA or local animal shelter of your choice and or the American Cancer Society. A private service has already been held. Next, Terry DeBarba, 66, formerly of Westville, passed away Thursday, February 1st, 2018, at Halifax Health Medical Center, Port Orange, Florida. A celebration of Terry's life will be 7 p.m. Monday, February 12th, at Sunset Urbis Chapel, Westville. Pastor James Blue will be officiating. Visitation will be 5 to 7 p.m. prior to the service. Memorial donations can be made to the Vermilion County Animal Shelter. Next, Denise Reed, 59, of Wellington, died at 8:16 p.m. Wednesday, February 7, 2018, at Carl Foundation Hospital, Urbana. Funeral services will begin at 11 a.m. Tuesday at Rossville Church of Christ, 514 East Attica Street, Rossville. Pastor Kevin Purdy will be officiating. Burial will be in Floral Hill Cemetery, Hoopston. Visitation will be from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday at Anderson Funeral Home, 427 East Main Street, Hoopston. Next, Mark W. Rouse, 55, of Danville, died Wednesday, February 7, 2018, in OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center, Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Leek and Sons Funeral Home, 304 East Williams, Danville. And next, Early Shaw, 77, of Danville, died at 6 a.m. Saturday, February 10, 2018, in Carl Foundation Hospital. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Leek and Sons Funeral Home of Danville. Our next article is entitled Wearing Red from Day One. Infants' Caps Help Raise Awareness by Stephanie Dolan out of Danville, Indiana. February is American Heart Month, and February 7th to 14th is Congenital Heart Defect Awareness Week. These defects are the leading birth defect among newborns in Indiana, and the Little Hats Big Hearts program is working to raise awareness surrounding this issue by delivering gifts to 50 area hospitals around Indiana. Tuesday, Tim Harms of the American Heart Association, AHA, delivered 100 red knit baby hats to the childbirth unit at Hendricks Regional Health. The first recipient of a red hat at Hendricks Regional Health, HRH, was Stacy Jeffries and her day-old baby girl, Jillian. "It's really important to get awareness out there," Jeffries said. While much of Jeffries' family is healthy, she does have a grandfather who passed away as a result of a heart attack. "I've seen the red hats online at other Indianapolis hospitals, and I think it's great that awareness is spreading," she added. Jeffries had nothing but good things to say about her time at HRH. "It's been really great," she said of her third experience with childbirth. "I've done it every way now. The first one, we ended up with an emergency C-section. The second one was induced, and this one I went all natural." HRH was the third hospital on Harm's list. "It's fun, it really is," Harm said. "There's nothing quite as exciting as welcoming a new child, and everyone has been really receptive to getting the hats. It's fun to be able to share in that moment with parents. Hopefully the information, while small, there is a topper on the hat that has some links about health, heart health, will encourage folks to get a healthy start. This year, more than 4,300 babies will receive the hats, lovingly made by more than 230 volunteers. For the fourth year, AHA has delivered red hats for newborns in February, and in total, more than 12,000 babies have received the hats. "The red looks good on her," Jeffries said, after fitting Jillian with her new hat. Volunteers interested in donating materials or knitting or crocheting hats for next year, or hospitals that would like to participate in the program, should call the American Heart Association. For information on American Heart Month, visit the website at heart.org. And now we'll turn to reading Rediscover Danville, A Romantic Weekend in Danville, by Carol Nichols, Director, Illinois SBDC, at DAC. With a midweek Valentine's Day, you may be pushing your date night to the weekend. If so, you might consider taking in a show to celebrate. Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount will present Jack Wilhite's rock and roll comedy and dinner show on Friday night at 5:30 p.m. This national touring act is a mix of music parodies and comedy from artists like AC/DC, Axl Rose, ZZ Top, Prince, and many others. It is billed as a rock and roll comedy show like nothing you've ever seen before. Tickets are $40 per person, including the show, dinner, and dessert. Drinks are not included. Tickets are available by calling Sleepy Creek Vineyards at 217-733-0330. Or through eventbrite.com. The show will be presented in Sleepy Creek's new event center, The Dragonfly. On Saturday, enjoy Vino and Vibes with River Salt from 3 to 5 p.m. River Salt is an acoustic duet. Angelina Mendoza and your hot cousin Will have a sound that touches your soul and rocks your senses to a combination of folk, rock, blues. Angelina Mendoza grew up listening to the Beach Boys, Manhattan Transfer, Old School Country, Alanis Morissette, and any and all blues radio. As the music writer of the duo, Angelina, says, "Music is everything. I'm ready to play anywhere, anytime, even McDonald's." Your hot cousin Will, music influences are Edward David Anderson, Magic Box, Backyard Tire Fire, Brother Jed, Bad Cat, Scott Tipping, and Chris Corkery. When asked what music is to him, "It's an old dream I forgot about. I remember it and play the songs out." Sunday from noon to 6 p.m., Sleepy Creek offers its full winery, Mary Bar, featuring the vineyard tomato jalapeno wine by itself like a dirty martini, or enjoy it mixed as a winey Bloody Mary. While it might be too late to book this weekend, remember Sleepy Creek when you are thinking of a romantic weekend getaway. The 1,000-square-foot timber frame retreat above the working winery offers wood floors, vaulted ceilings, and a private entrance exit with a covered sitting area overlooking the vineyard. It even works for a family reunion with two private bedrooms, a sleeping loft, pull-out sofa, and more. There's a fully equipped kitchen with microwave, stove oven, coffee pot, refrigerator, dishwasher, cookware, dishes, and utensils, along with use of charcoal Weber grill outside. A slight twist on the standard B&B, this facility offers B&W, bed and wine, including a bottle of Sleepy Creek's wine with your stay. See their website at http://www.sleepycreekvineyards.com for more information. Also this weekend, enjoy the Danville Light Opera production of the musical comedy Whodunit, Curtains, from the creators of Cabaret and Chicago, with performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium at Danville High School. The show offers clever plot twists, delightfully witty dialogue, hummable show tunes, and spectacular dance numbers. Tickets are $19 for adults and $10 for students and are available at www.dlomusictheater.com or by calling 217-431-1661. Rediscover Danville for your romantic weekend. And now the big giveaway coming this week. Good Sunday morning, everyone. We pulled the last two names from our list of donors on the Tommy and Maggie in the Morning Show on D102 for our first ever incentive program. So here is the full list of qualifiers that will go to CarMac Car Capital on Thursday. Carol Butler, Harold Heffern, Bill Lindemann, Kelly McMasters, Annie Mariage, Lois Woodward. Up until this last drawing, we had all women qualifiers, but we added Harold Heffern, who gives to the United Way through his workplace campaign at CRIS Rural Mass Transit, and Bill Lindemann, who gives through his workplace campaign at Danville Area Community College. All six of these donors know that it takes all of us to make our communities better, stronger, united. We appreciate every one of them and every one of you reading this that you give also. This incentive program allows us to give a brand new car or $20,000 in cash to one lucky winner. It's about the most exciting thing I have ever done. I don't want the excitement to die. I want the excitement to build. But I want it to build in such a way that one day people are giving because they see the changes that are happening in our communities, and they want to be able to say, "I was a part of that." Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. And local prep girls basketball, IHSA Class 1A Colfax Ridgeview Sectional, Schlarman Academy versus Decatur St. Teresa at 7:30 p.m. And local on the air, women's college basketball, Indiana at Purdue, the Big Ten Network at 6 p.m. This has been Dee reading the Vermilion County News for February 12, 2018. I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to reading with you again soon. Bye.